This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Happy Sunday. This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome to another edition of Charlottesville Insights. And on this program, we're talking about real estate and what's going on in the world nationally, as well as right here at home in Central Virginia. Make sure you check us out on the web. JeffGaffney.com is one of our sites. We also have a Facebook fan page of Charlottesville Insights. And on both of those web pages, we have podcasts and videos and lots of very useful real estate information. And today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. Make sure you check out their website at movementmortgage.com. Well, today's a big day in the real estate market, early summer in Central Virginia. There's several different ways to get your real estate fix today. You can go into the Daily Progress. We have a full-page ad with photos and directions to all of our open houses and homes that are new to the market. RealEstate3.com has also all of the open house information, and you can search the entire MLS to see what's for sale or what has sold recently. And we also have a new way for you to get your real estate information. Check out RealEstate3 TV. This is on TV every Sunday at 7 and 10 in the morning and then 11:30 p.m. in the evening. It's on ABC, CBS, and Fox TV. On this show, you can see over 40 different homes for sale, as well as a preview of the Sunday open houses. All this while you're hanging out drinking coffee on the sofa. You can also follow me on Twitter. At Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle. And please keep your questions coming. We're going to get to a bunch of your questions on today's show. And today we have back with us on the program Mike Buchinski, or Mike B as we like to call him. He's with Movement Mortgage. We're going to check in with him on what's going on in the mortgage world and get his take on this very active real estate market. This is Charlottesville Insights. We're going to come right back and we're going to talk about what's in the news this week. So Jeff, don't go away. This is Charlottesville Insights.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
We really have a family culture. Our agents enjoy coming to work every day. They love Central Virginia and giving back to the community. And what better way than to help somebody call Central Virginia home? Check out our new website, realestate3.com. We just relaunched it recently, and there's all kinds of videos and great content for you.
Visit realestate3.com, realestate3.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 329 North Office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights. This is the best real estate market that we've seen in Central Virginia for 5 years.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
This is really the first time that I can say in a long time that it's really a great time for sellers, but it's also a great time for buyers. We're starting to see a lot more new construction sales in the market today, and we're expecting that to continue, and we're starting to see an increase in demand for that new inventory.
Visit realestate3.com.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us today on the program is Mike Buchinski, or Mike B, as I like to call him. He's with Movement Mortgage. Great guy, excellent loan officer, all around awesome dude, except for the fact that he's a big Terrapin fan.
Well, I did go to Maryland, so I kind of have to be. But
well,
yeah,
well,
what's wrong with that?
Before we talk real estate,
Mr. UVA.
Before we talk real estate, let's talk about that Big Ten thing. Where do you sit on all that? You good with the big money grab that we did over?
I mean, they were going Maryland as a school was not doing too hot financially, so I get it. I'm not a big fan of it, but I'm not running the show there. But I'm gonna miss beating up on Duke and Virginia every year in the ACC tournament.
And what sports would that be? That must be badminton, or because certainly wasn't any of the big sports.
We smoked you guys in basketball. Come on,
football. You guys seem a little bit of a mess. You have a problem there, or are you guys getting better this year?
Nah, they're gonna get crushed next year, in my opinion. Football, basketball, they'll probably do quite well, mm-hmm. but football, I think they got a
tough
long
conference
ways to
go. To wean yourself.
Yeah,
into.
I know, right?
Well, anyway,
what are you gonna do?
Best of luck to you, Terrapins. I want to talk about the news this week because there's a lot of really good stuff going on in the real estate market right now. There are some people that say that right now it's busier than way back when 05, 06, some of those crazy years. Now, it is really busy in Central Virginia, but I want to get your take on some of these articles, Mike B., that came out this week. New York Times, here we go, this week. New York Times says, home prices rise, putting country in a buying mood.
Home prices rise, putting country in a buying mood. Well, I think what that's doing is getting folks that are kind of on the fence. In essence, it's almost a little bit of a wake-up call, like, hey, this is real. Market's improving. Prices aren't going to probably come back down. We're in a, you know, things are looking up. So I think that's accurate. I think it's stimulating those folks that were looking for the next move, but maybe are waiting for whatever reason to hold off on it. I think with home prices going up like that, it almost forces folks to either make the decision to buy or be complacent with knowing you're going to rent for a while, which, you know, it's fine either way for some folks. But that would definitely get, if I was on the fence and home prices started going up, I would definitely, it would get my attention pretty quick.
The big difference that I'm seeing in this real estate market this year compared to two, maybe 3 years ago, is there was an expression that it's hard to catch a falling knife, meaning that you just never knew when the real estate market was going to bottom out. So if you jumped into the real estate market, you had good prices, good interest rates, but you just didn't know if you bought a house for $200,000, was it going to be worth $180,000 6 months later? And so that brought fear, and fear oftentimes for the consumer will just stop them dead in their tracks.
Sure.
So now I think you're seeing the opposite. You're starting to see this Case-Shiller report come out where you're seeing 10% year over year, and you're talking about some good, healthy gains in real estate. So you have a number of years of what we call pent-up demand where people just decided not to do anything for a while, and those people – combined with a regular normalized real estate market, you put those together, you add the excitement of low interest rates, the prices are still good, and the prospect of prices going up, so being able to catch it on the upswing, I think it's bringing more buyers into the market in this market right now than we've seen in a long time.
Well, I know we've been pretty slammed with new applications for mortgage loans of all sorts, and I think that's true. That's really a good point, because I think real estate, you have to look at almost like your 401k. You get something you like and then don't mess with it, in essence. It's kind of a long-term investment, at least it has to be.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure there are people that look to flip houses and things like that. I know there are, but in my opinion, real estate is an investment. It's a long-term asset, and it's not something that's going to double overnight. But, you know, in 10 years, you're going to have some significant equity in a good area like Charlottesville. So that's, I think, you know, if prices are trending up, folks are going to, or we're seeing more people getting into the market. So I'd say that's pretty much spot on.
Well, the other data point for real estate brokers such as myself is when you see the New York Times putting out positive news about real estate, because they were brutal during the down years. I mean, absolutely brutal. And so now they've, you know, kind of done the 180, and you're starting to see them print these. So it's a sign that the market is fully recovered when the New York Times is putting out an article like that. Next article I want to talk, and we're chatting with Mike Buchinski of Movement Mortgage. CNBC came out with some data this week. It says bank-owned properties, the bank-owned sales, they hit a five-year low. And I would imagine that's another good data point. At least us real estate brokers see that as, if, you know, you're talking about foreclosures or distressed properties. The fact that they are at a five-year low, that's another good sign for this market.
Well, absolutely. It's almost like a shadow market of foreclosure properties, where there was this almost cloud hanging over the industry of millions of foreclosure properties across the country that had to be worked through before, and that was competition to regular sales,
right,
instead of foreclosures. So once that got worked through over the last few years, we're now, those have, are at lows. That's why I think you're seeing pricing and competitive bids and multiple offers on homes that aren't foreclosures, because that kind of deal, quote unquote, deal market is gone or going away, and folks are looking at the reality that homes are, you know, are what they are now, and, you know, they're not, a lot of them aren't bank owned anymore.
So let me ask your take on this before we leave this topic. Kind of in the darkest part of the night of this real estate market, which was, maybe, I don't know, it was just overall gloomy real estate market in the years of really 8, 9, 10 in there. I know we had a little first-time home buyer tax credit that blipped things up a little bit. But one of the things that really held the real estate market down was this whole idea, and you hit on it just a moment ago, of shadow inventory. Shadow inventory was this supposed millions of properties that were foreclosed, bank-owned, and at some point were going to be put on the market to drive prices down even further, mm-hmm, because the banks don't want to hold these assets. That never really happened, did it? At least around here.
I mean, no, not in the term of there was a, you know, all these homes that just suddenly flooded the market. It happened as the market would allow, in my opinion. Mm. It wasn't something that a bank just said, okay, we have 50 homes and here they go. It went in just a slower trend, and I think the market, as it always does, kind of worked itself through and out, and it was just a lot of people speculating on one end or the other, and kind of gave everybody fear one way or the other. So I think we're now in the position where it's stabilized and we're going to be able to move forward.
One area where I do think you may have seen a little more shadow inventory or bank-owned property was in the area of raw land.
Absolutely.
I think we saw across the country all the lenders, banks, basically were very, very tough on any landowners that had any kind of debt to it. And they basically said, you know, either pay off this loan or we're going to call it. And if you can't pay up, we're going to just take it back from you. And you saw that happen across the country. So I do think that you have seen a reduction in overall land values, and I believe that's bottomed out also, and it's on the way back up. But I think if ever there was a case for some shadow inventory, there may be some subdivisions out there in the woods somewhere that is bank-owned,
sure,
and maybe will hit the market.
Sure. Yeah, you're probably right. It's probably not a ton left, but yeah, I think you're probably spot on.
Well, and the fact that new construction has perked up so much lately here. I think if there really was any bank-owned subdivisions out there, the banks would be foolish not to put some of it on the market
now. Or to team up with a builder or a realtor to get it marketed properly.
And just see if you can work your way through it, because now all of a sudden the builders are starting to come out of the woodworks, which is another good sign that building is back, particularly in Central Virginia. You're seeing it all over the country, but here in Central Virginia, even starting to see speculative homes being built again, which...
that was a four-letter word a few years ago.
Spec home? When's the last time we saw a spec home for sale? And you're starting to see that happen again.
Not for a long time.
So I think you're starting to see things work itself out. But overall, housing is hot in Central Virginia. We're talking with Mike Buchinski of Movement Mortgage. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more about the news. We're going to take some of your questions, and we'll be right back on Charlottesville Insights.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Tree.
We really have a family culture. Our agents enjoy coming to work every day. They love Central Virginia and giving back to the community. And what better way than to help somebody call Central Virginia home? Check out our new website, realestate3.com. We just relaunched it recently, and there's all kinds of videos and great content for you.
Visit realestate3.com. realestate3.com.
Hello, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage. My clients receive first-class service each and every time, and our unique 7-day clear-to-close system allows for a quick and seamless transaction. Our realtor-centric partnership with Real Estate 3 allows for Movement Mortgage to set the standard for quality and efficiency on loan transactions in the Charlottesville area. Please give me a call at 434-987-6712, and it'll be my pleasure to assist you.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights. This is the best real estate market that we've seen in Central Virginia for 5 years.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
This is really the first time that I can say in a long time that it's really a great time for sellers, but it's also a great time for buyers. We're starting to see a lot more new construction sales in the market today, and we're expecting that to continue, and we're starting to see an increase in demand for that new inventory.
Visit realestate3.com.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 329 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Mike Buczynski, or Mike B., of Movement Mortgage. Mike, we are taking a look at the news this week, which was almost across the board really good news for real estate. We talked about the New York Times article that came out that said home prices rising is putting the country in the buying mood. We talked about CNBC article that said the bank-owned home sales hit a five-year low. Another article that was out this week in Market Watch, which has been fairly bearish on the real estate market. They've even turned their tune around. They're saying it's official. The housing market has recovered. Want to talk to you about this article in the USA Today that came out this week. It says mortgage rates may be headed higher. That's in the USA Today. What's your take on that? You've got a very close view of that.
What we've seen is at the last Fed meeting, and all the information that I get and read is basically Bernanke hinted at the Fed easing or stopping altogether the quantitative easing program, which is where the Fed's buying about $87 billion in mortgage-backed securities every month. So if there's a market for those to be bought, then that would encourage lenders to sell more mortgages, and it keeps everything, rates and things like that, lower. And with that perception that that might stop, it set the mortgage-backed securities market kind of floundering, and everything got worse kind of across the board. So it is probably trending up.
All right, well, let me follow that up with an article that I don't necessarily agree with, but I want to get your take on it. NBC News says rising mortgage rates could dissuade new home buyers. Do you think it's going to have that kind of effect on the marketplace?
Very slightly, but I don't think, I mean, God, that is a tough one to think about because everybody's situation is different. But if they are going up, it's gonna knock off a certain percentage of folks that want to buy a house. They'll probably get concerned, rather see if they can wait and see if the market's going to improve some over time, or something along those lines. But everything that we're seeing is pointing towards this isn't a flash in the pan type thing. This is something that's going to be the new trend. We're in a bearish a bullish type market, and it's going up. So I think if it does affect folks in the next 12 to 24 months, it'll be minimal, but there's still so many great deals out there and great programs for folks that I think what it'll do more than anything is probably get folks to kind of jump and take that first step or last step to make their dream come true to buy a house rather than waiting, because if they see it might be getting out of their reach, then they might move on that.
This is Charlottesville Insights. We're talking with Mike Buczynski of Movement Mortgage. And the article that just came out on NBC News said rising mortgage rates could dissuade new home buyers. Let me give you my take on that, and it's the real estate broker take. I think any of the real estate brokers in town, experienced brokers, would tell you in the short run, meaning the next 6 months, rising rates is going to add fuel to the fire of an already scorching hot real estate market. And the reason is, just like as we mentioned earlier on the program, that it's hard for a buyer to jump in when prices are going down. It's also hard sometimes for buyers to jump in when rates are going down, because everybody likes to quote-unquote time the market.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you feel like, hey, this is your last chance at mortgage rates under or around 4 or whatever the number is, that tends to get people off the sidelines and into the game that they want to catch it. And so the expression is it's easier or not easier. It's a more active marketplace in a rising rate economy, because it gets back to kind of the fear of loss. You want to go ahead and cash in now. Now, on this article, I might agree a year from now that it may slow some things down. But in short run, I think it's good news. Let me hit you on a couple other pieces of news that came out, if you care to comment. MarketWatch also came out with an article this week that said fixed rate jumbo mortgages make a comeback. Now, that's good news, I think. I'm interested in your firm's take on that, because we went for several years with absolutely no jumbo mortgages, and that's anything over, you know, in Central Virginia, let's call it 450,000 rough numbers. That if you try to get a mortgage over that amount, you couldn't get anything that was any good, and now we're starting to see the return of that money. What say you, Mike B.?
That, in my opinion, is strictly because the housing market's stabilizing. And investors had pulled those jumbo products because they couldn't be sold to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. They weren't insurable in any way. There wasn't a home for them. Or the investors that were purchasing them have gone out of business or been, no more. So with the housing market stabilizing and values stabilizing, then investors are coming back in and offering more competitive, longer-term jumbo products, and more substantially more aggressive rates. And I think that, coupled with the housing market stabilizing, and even so much so as the home prices moving up a little bit, I think the jumbo market in Charlottesville is probably going to start popping a lot more too. I mean, I've seen it happening, especially in areas like Glenmore, some of the jumbo properties out in Old Trail. I mean, there are areas around here, Ivy. I've seen a lot of homes going on Ivy that are in the jumbo range that over the last years couldn't sell because people couldn't get financing for them. But now people are able to obtain pretty attractive financing for these products, and it's stimulating that market a lot.
Let's talk about this article. We're talking with Mike Buczynski of Movement Mortgage. Risk Media, which is a real estate publication, came out with an article this week that says home sales soar, consumer confidence returns, and multiple offers are back. From your view, are you starting to see multiple offers? Are you starting to see any of your clients getting caught into that?
I'm getting calls on Sunday mornings where I'm getting texts while I'm at church. Like, hey, Mike, I got somebody that needs to make an offer. There's going to be three other offers. And I will get out, we'll go do the family thing, and I'll be working on Sundays to get pre-qualifications set up and interview clients and go through all of that process to try to get them to the point where they can make offers so they can compete with a home that came on the market 12 hours ago and there's four offers. So I have a friend of mine that we're working with now, and they made an offer on two homes previously, and each time they made the offer on the home, they thought they were being aggressive, and two or three other deals came in at or above what they were offering, and they lost out of the house. So multiple offers are definitely alive and well in this area.
Well, one thing I will say about the multiple offers, my advice is to make sure that you have an experienced real estate agent who's helping you, because there are ways to make sure that you're more competitive in a multiple offer situation. And I think we're going to see that more and more the norm, because this year we are seeing inventory down, meaning the number of homes down, and sales up. And as a result, when a really nice property comes on the market, as Mike Buczynski just said, you're starting to see 2, 3, 4 offers come in. And if you don't have a experienced real estate agent that's helping you navigate your way through that process, you can get left behind. But we are seeing the use of what we call the acceleration clause, which maybe we'll leave that for another program. But that's just a sign of a red hot market. Let's hit one more before we take some of your questions. CNN Money came out this week, and again, they haven't been overly friendly to the real estate market, but they came out this week and said sellers are calling the shots on home deals. I guess that's just a result, Mike, of what we just said, the fact that there's, you know, if you have multiple offers coming in.
Supply and demand.
The control switches very quickly.
Absolutely. Sellers have a choice now in a lot of cases. If folks who want to sell their house, it's a great time to sell and list your home and move up, or move to a lateral move or whatever. But people that have their houses on the market now, or folks that had their houses on the market a year ago and are bringing them back, and they're getting multiple offers, I mean, that's got to be a great feeling to be in, to know that, you know, you're able to, you don't just have to accept the first one that comes along. You can look and see what other offers are out there now. Not every house is going to get multiple offers,
right,
obviously,
right.
But it would be encouraging to me if I was looking to list my house for sale that the market's that hot right now.
Well, let's roll into a couple of questions here, because this relates to it. Rob in Albemarle wrote in, I'm thinking about selling my home. Is it too late in the season? Let me take that first, if you would, Mike. I would say right now is the perfect time to sell your home. Central Virginia looks fantastic right now. It's not too hot. We have a lot going on virtually every weekend. There's a lot of out-of-towners that come in to the area, and there is a lot of market happening right now. So, no, it's not too late. I think 45 days from now, if you ask me the same question, I'd have to think about it. If you're talking about the middle of the summer, kind of the middle of the July heat, I think that becomes a little different question. You might want to wait till it cools off a little bit and get into the September and the fall market. But we have a really good market right now. If you can get your house ready, make sure that it's in really good condition. Make sure that you weed everything, weed all the mulch beds, get fresh mulch down, take a good look at the grass, make it as green as possible. I would say paint it inside, replace carpet that's needed, really make it look like a show home. And no, right now is a very good time to sell your home. You got any comments on that, Mike?
Well, I think that's pretty spot on. It's a great time to sell. I mean, the market's just really, really, really active from what I'm seeing. And I think folks, if he's looking to sell his house, probably sooner rather than later to get it listed, or you're going to get caught up when folks go on vacation and they're getting out of that mindset.
Do it now, Rob. That's our answer. I think if we have time for one more question, Vanessa in Crozet writes in, I'm shopping for a mortgage lender. What do I need to look for? I'm going to take a quick hit at that one and then hand it over to you, Mike. I would say make sure it's local, and I would make sure that you use somebody that is right here in Central Virginia. I can't say enough about the service that's provided by Mike Buczynski and Movement Mortgage, but I think the getting away from the internet lenders would be my biggest advice. Do you have any other advice real quick, Mike?
Local experience, and just committed to customer service. I think you find that three, and you're going to be happy no matter who you're working with.
Mike Buchinski, the big Terrapin fan, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks, buddy.
And, you know, I am from Maryland, so I confess that I do sometimes cheer for the Terrapins, but UVA all the way this year. This is Charlottesville Insights. Everybody have a great Sunday. We'll see you next week.